What is a black hole? A black hole is a region of space-time from which nothing can escape, even light. To see why this happens, imagine throwing a tennis ball into the air. The harder you throw the tennis ball, the faster it is traveling when it leaves your hand, and the higher the ball will go before turning back. If you throw it hard enough, it will never return, the gravitational attraction not being able to pull it back down. The velocity the ball must have to escape is known as the escape velocity, and for the Earth, is about 7 miles a second. As a body is crushed into a smaller and smaller volume, the gravitational attraction increases, and hence the escape velocity gets bigger. Things have to be thrown harder and harder to escape. Eventually, a point is reached when even light, which travels at 186,000 miles a second, is not traveling fast enough to escape. At this point, nothing can get out, as nothing can travel faster than light. This is a black hole. The next question is, do they really exist? It is impossible to see a black hole directly because no light can escape from them. They are black. But there are good reasons to think that they do exist. When a large star has burned all its fuel, it explodes into a supernova. The stuff that is left collapses down to an extremely dense object known as a neutron star. We know that these objects exist because several have been found using radio telescopes. If the neutron star is too large, the gravitational forces overwhelm the pressure gradients and collapse cannot be halted. The neutron star continues to shrink until finally it becomes a black hole. This mass limit is only a couple of solar masses, which is about twice the mass of the Sun, and so we should expect it, at least a few neutron stars, to have this mass. By the way, our Sun is not particularly large. In fact, it is quite small. A supernova occurs in our galaxy once every 300 years, and in neighboring galaxies, about 500 neutron stars have been identified. Therefore, we are quite confident that there should also be some black holes. Now let's talk about black holes and critical phenomena. A scalar field is a simple form of matter which fills two forces only, gravity produced by itself and its own pressure. If you try to build a ball in which the field is initially weak, pressure wins and the ball expands away, leaving nothing behind. If the field is initially strong, gravity wins and the ball collapses to form a black hole. There is a special critical initial strength such that the field cannot decide whether to evaporate away or collapse to form a black hole. Instead, it oscillates increasingly rapidly, performing an infinite number of oscillations in a finite time. First, an evolution doesn't form a black hole, but a second evolution does. The initial strengths differ only by 1 in the 15th decimal place. The gravitational field changes the frequency of the field, and so the color indicates what a distant observer would see.